jumps prepare you for this next step?
Doing very well. Getting to the chance to be at the Senior Bowl last month and kind of be on equal terms with guys like O.J. Howard, how much did that, you feel that helped your stock?
I think it feels pretty good, you know, to be in such with such great tight ends, elite caliber, you know, coming from a small school, we don't really get as much publicity as some of those SEC programs, but to be able to be at the same threshold and on the same pedestal with those guys.
How do you feel your blocking game is right now?
What do you think
where are you
say
as a blocker?
This is the deepest tight end class maybe ever?
I think they're considering that for talent-wise and, you know, just thinking about how many guys we have that are vertical threats and more pass-catching tight ends. I think that's what they're meaning when they say that.
Speaking of getting ready for the NFL, how often the Sheldon rankings, obviously with the Louisville connections, reach out to you and other Louisville teammates here?
Complete tight end, showing my willingness to block and also being the vertical threat that I am. Being able to blow past safeties and linebackers at any given time in the game, like that gives myself more opportunity and more benefit than the rest of the Titans in this class.
What's the funniest Sheldon ranking story you can remember from your time
that you remember from that week and that whole experience?
The things that I remember from that week, the Senior Bowl, was just being able to learn at a very rapid rate and being a great note taker and apply information immediately as soon as you attain it, whether it be on the field or whether it be in practice. You know, we had a lot of walkthroughs. And
are you glad you never had an opportunity to block against them in practice?
What kind of tips did they give you that you make sure you took notes?
Being so young,
the tip they gave me was just, you know,
do you find yourself watching veterans, NFL guys to take things from their game and develop yourself?
I really showed my athleticism a lot and my speed that week.
Watch a lot of games from NFL films. I was learning this tight end room. I go on the NFL with coaches and kind of see what they're doing, you know, thanks to that.
Are there a guy or a few guys that your skill set kind of mirrors? I know everybody's unique and individual, but, you know, where do you see your skill set kind of match?
It was that first week when all those scout teams that had, you know, NFL scouts come out there, and we all took some blocks. Those guys, they were like, pro prospects on my team at the time. I was making good plays on them. So they gave me some good feedback, too. They was like, I think that's a good position change.
No, I'm not getting it.
I accepted it.
What was your best play?
On scout team?
Yeah, do you remember?
I made a lot of crazy plays with scouts.
Who was the tight end you were emulating?
It was Eric Ebron.
You quarterback getting a lot of attention as a sleeper to watch out for in this draft and possibly in the league. What makes him that kind of underrated prospect?
He's underrated. Came out JUCO, played only 1 year with Nate Tech.
Thank you.
A lot of people are sleep on him. Officially, we wrote about unofficially. He was one of the guys from day one. That's what it's like in the locker room.
Do you consider yourself a leader? If so, more vocal or more kind of show by example?
He had a good year.
I saw the Pitt game. That was the only game I saw. I mean, nobody could stop you guys and him.
Yes, sir. They were playing us man-to-man. A lot of teams that don't play us man-to-man.
What kind of practice player are you? I mean, everybody talks about the games, but it's all about what happens in practice.
The
after game. What kind of practice player are you?
Patriots among the 10 teams that you foremost with?
I'm not going to know what you have to do. I'll tell you.
How much contact have you had with New England?
I talked
to where the scouts hit.
When's that, like yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Coach Taylor's?
Yes, sir. I've talked to them in informal meetings.
Same with film study.
I don't know if they're scheduled on informal meetings today. I'm going to find out tonight.
They're doing the same thing.
Giants meeting them at all?
Yes, sir. I'm met with Giants.
Thanks.
Switch games now and your draft as far as progress and what you want to work on, what you want to do.
Well, Ben, I was a little.
Just make a statement that I'm one of the top players in the draft. Starting tomorrow, showcase my abilities. I know I'm one of the top players. I want everybody to know that. They're starting to understand it, but just make a deeper statement of
what do you consider your best game from last season?
What I'm capable of doing.
The UK game.
And I'm going to continue to get better on my technique all throughout.
What is it that you really want
to do? Really well scared.
It's everywhere. I mean, anybody will tell you. You can't get better. That's when you stop playing football. So just fundamental technique of blocking. I have two separate ways to work on since my freshman year of college, working on that a lot more, just footwork and technique on the middle, and my routes, always working on my routes, keep my routes crisp, catching a lot of footballs, just a lot of conditioning, just making sure I'm on top of my game.
You mentioned secondary, you
I feel like it's given me a lot of advantage.
How do you rate your blocking versus receiving?
I know what the quarterback thinking because I was back there at one point. I know what he wants, how he wants certain routes. I like to talk to him. I know that quarterbacks love feedback. They love when you talk to them during games and practice, how you feel about something. And I want to hear how they're feeling also. And it's helped me because I read a lot of coverages.
What have you been doing with regard to that in the pre-draft work?
In college. I feel like it helped me a lot.
Do you have a specific set of routes that you like to run, or do you feel you're particularly good at, or do you feel like whatever they can ask
you to do? I feel like I can run any route. I'm comfortable with the entire route tree. Like I said, I played receiver this past year in our offense. Got a new offense. I played receiver. I was asked to run a lot of different routes. There's nothing I can feel uncomfortable running. I'm comfortable running any route.
Blocking, how would you characterize that part of your game? Blocking?
I mean, I'm tough. I'm not scared to put my helmet into anybody's face. If you're playing against me, I'm going after the whole game. Run play, pass play.
You shot D'Angelo and didn't get the
answer. Yeah. I'm still raw with fundamental wise and technique wise. But I know I'm capable of it because of my work ethic. I'm very confident I'm going to be a good blocker.
But you only played 12 snaps in line this past season. Do you feel like most teams are talking about you as a flex, boost, slot, big slot option? Almost like a lot of
things
on
offense. Teams that are getting you ready for today and the future title.
I think
teams are talking to me from both angles, but mostly teams are talking to me about playing tight end. But I have talked to teams about playing receiver possibly. Like I said, I'm comfortable playing wherever.